This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Britney Spears. Look what happened to her ankle. Swollen, black, and blue.
I really twisted my ankle last night like an idiot.
And what she claims is the real story of what happened at the hotel in Hollywood.
Then, charge of the protesters. And tent cities gobbled up by garbage trucks. Drama at the Trump trial. Trump's one-time favorite aide, Hope Hicks, in tears on the stand. Plus, the little boy running as fast as he can on the treadmill. Now his father is on trial for murder. Did he force his son to run on the treadmill to lose weight? Then,
graduation gift disaster.
I am going to jump out of a plane.
His mother gave him a skydiving lesson for his high school graduation. She was there the whole time.
The skydiving school has reportedly been linked to 28 deaths.
Inside Edition investigates and cry for help? Neighbors calling 911? Can you believe it's this scream queen?
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, and thanks for joining us. I'm Mary Kelly, and today for Deborah. We're learning more about what happened when paramedics were called to check on a nearly naked Britney Spears at a Hollywood hotel. 911 was called after guests reported seeing Britney acting erratically and worried about her mental health. But Britney says everything is being blown out of proportion. She says she just twisted her ankle. Victoria Orcano has the latest.
Oh, my God.
Britney Spears is sharing video of her swollen and bruised ankle in the wake of those disturbing photos of the pop star outside the Hollywood Hotel Chateau Marmont.
I really twisted my ankle last night like an idiot. It's so bad. Idiot here tries to do a leap in the living room at the Chateau, and I fell. Embarrassed myself.
Britney was seen clutching a pillow and covering herself with a blanket in front of the Hollywood hotspot at 12:42 a.m. Thursday. She's barefoot, topless, and her pajama shorts are rolled down. Many feared she was having a mental collapse. We showed the video to orthopedic surgeon Dr. Jonathan Frank.
She certainly sustained a significant injury to the ankle enough that she would have swelling, and not only that, but bleeding that's then apparent through the skin. That suggests that she at least has a severe ligament tear and possibly a fracture or break of the ankle itself.
According to a published report, Brittany and her rumored new boyfriend, Paul Solis, got into a huge fight. But Brittany is now trying to explain what brought police and paramedics to her hotel room, and she's downplaying the entire incident.
Paramedics came to my door illegally, of course, caused this huge scene, which was so unnecessary.
And she's blaming her estranged mother, Lynn Spears, for allegedly leaking the story. I know my mom was involved, Brittany posted. I haven't talked to her in 6 months. And she called right after it happened, before the news being out. I was set up just like she did way back when. I can't stand her. Lynn Spears arrived at LAX this morning and was peppered with questions by a photographer.
Everyone's worried about Brittany. She posted, Lynn, that she thinks maybe you called the paramedics.
So who's the new guy Brittany is said to be dating? Paul Solis is Brittany's former housekeeper. We've learned he's been convicted on multiple felonies, including robbery. Today, Brittany posted another dancing video, which is believed to have been previously recorded. Doubtful she could be dancing on that ankle today.
Oh my God!
Authorities continue to move in on college campuses, arresting protesters who have been causing a disruption. And now that the quads are cleared, it's time to clean up. And it's quite the job, since demonstrators didn't exactly keep their tent cities tidy.
You have the opportunity to leave, and leave now.
Cops take down the latest campus tent city, this time during an early morning raid at New York University.
If you refuse to leave, you will be placed under arrest.
Most of the pro-Palestine protesters left voluntarily. And look what happened to the tent city. It was gobbled up by a sanitation truck, tent by tent. Columbia students continued their protests outside the home of the embattled college president. It's a tradition to let out a primal scream at the end of the semester. This year, it was directed at her. There were also disturbing scenes across the nation at Portland State University. Protesters occupying the library tried to break through police lines using shields made from garbage cans. Then, smackdown. This is the library following the raid. The walls covered in graffiti left behind by the protesters.
Hey, get away from the car!
Also in Portland, a motorist sprayed a protester with what appears to be bear spray, then drove the vehicle toward the crowd and was pelted with flying objects. Driver fled, leaving the car behind. And these students at Ole Miss showed pro-Palestine protesters where they stood by belting out the national anthem. They were inspired by the courage of those UNC Chapel Hill frat boys who protected the Stars and Stripes from pro-Palestinian protesters.
Once they started to tear down the American flag on an American campus where the right to protest is given because of the flag that they were trying to tear down, it became sort of an issue of patriotism.
Now, take a look at this. Whoa, that's an ATV slamming into a police cruiser in Connecticut. The man who lost control of the ATV hit the vehicle with such force the windshield shattered. He was taken to the hospital with serious injuries, but lucky to be alive. And so was the woman inside this car. She ended up flipped over in a ditch, and since her windows were underwater, rescuers could not reach her. But when they finally did, they could barely contain their excitement.
It's a life-or-death drama as first responders come to the rescue of a 75-year-old woman trapped in her overturned car. The vehicle is in a culvert and is submerged in water. They use a winch to raise one side of the car, but they still can't get the door open, so they have to smash in the window.
Stay back, we're going to break the window.
And there she is.
Is it just you, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay.
They frantically work to get her out.
I know it's cold, but can you roll over on your back?
And just listen to the greeting they give her as they set her free.
Nice to see you.
I was very happy to see her. Happy to see that she was okay and talking and breathing.
Great job.
Nice to see you.
The woman was taken to the hospital, and cops tell us her condition is improving.
It is day 11 of the Donald Trump hush money trial, and the woman who was perhaps the former president's closest confidant took the stand, his former communications director, Hope Hicks. Court watchers say the moment she walked up to testify was the most alert Trump has been since the trial began. Amber Cogliano is there.
A momentous day in Donald Trump's hush money trial as his once closest confidant, Hope Hicks, takes the stand.
Big news right now inside the courthouse.
The witness is on the stand. Hope Hicks is now testifying.
Trump's eyes are glued onto Hicks as she begins her testimony, reports the New York Times. This is the most alert I've seen him since the trial started.
This jury is on the edge of its seats right now. I suspect the jury likes her. I suspect the jury is riveted.
Hope Hicks started working for Trump in 2014, officially as his White House Director of Communications, but in reality, she was much more. No one knew more about his day-to-day activities, communications, and conversations.
Where's Hope?
Trump called her Hopey and Hopester.
Thank you all so much, and thank you, President Trump.
He even regarded her as a daughter. Today, she testified that she was on the front lines when scandal threatened to implode his campaign for president in 2016.
Hello, how are you?
Hi. Hicks testified that she was stunned by the Access Hollywood tape and initially instructed her colleagues to deny the story. When the Karen McDougal scandal broke 3 days before the election, she said Trump was concerned how Melania would react and asked Hicks to stop newspapers from being delivered to Trump Tower. The day's testimony definitely took a toll on Hope Hicks. She broke down in tears as cross-examination began. The judge ordered a brief break so she could compose herself.
Clearly, this is an incredibly stressful situation. She is estranged from former President Trump. She hasn't even looked at him throughout this entire proceeding.
After court, Trump had this to say.
I'm not allowed to comment on any of that. As you know, I'm under a gag order.
Hicks testified that she hasn't spoken to Trump since 2022. Now, some heartbreaking video of a boy on a treadmill, but prosecutors say not by choice. They say his dad was forcing him to run during months of abuse that ultimately led to the boy's death. Now the dad is on trial, and as the video was shown, the boy's mother sobbed on the stand. Les Trent has our report, and we warn you the details are upsetting.
The shocking video will break your heart. It shows a little boy running as fast as he can on a treadmill. The video was played at the murder trial of the boy's father, 31-year-old Christopher Greger. Little Corey was an adorable youngster, but his father allegedly thought he was fat and forced him to lose weight by running on the treadmill in the gym in their apartment building in Barnegat, New Jersey. Corey's mother broke down in court as the tape was played, watching her son fall off the treadmill.
We're not showing you the most disturbing parts. It's just too upsetting. But the video played for the jury shows Corey unable to keep up with the treadmill's pace and falling down again and again, only to have his father put him back on.
Corey died 12 days later. The autopsy said there was evidence of chronic abuse. Corey's mom was asked about a phone call she had with the boy's father.
He told me Corey wasn't feeling good. He was lethargic and he was throwing up and his legs hurt.
Did the defendant tell you where he was taking Corey?
He said he was going to the hospital. He was taking Corey to the hospital.
Ashley Wilcott is covering the case for Court TV.
You can't even imagine what it must be like to lose your child. But then add to that, this is a father who only came into the child's life a few years ago. This is a father that she has repeated believed is abusing her child and has reported it appropriately to the child welfare agency. And yet she is still having to bury her son. It's really unimaginable.
The dad's defense team claims the boy died of natural causes from complications of pneumonia. He faces life in prison if convicted. And listen to this. It's a scream so blood-curdling, someone must be under attack. But before you call 911, watch this story.
It's a cry of desperation. It sounds as if it's coming from somewhere in this apartment building. A neighbor calls 911. But wait, that's no lady in distress. It's a screaming dog. His name is Walter, a French bulldog whose bark sounds as if he's being tortured.
And it's very loud. If you ever hear it in person, it's almost like, oh my goodness, like you just kind of want it to stop.
Amber Martin says the 911 call happened when she left Walter alone for just a few seconds. Separation anxiety kicked in.
He started screaming bloody murder.
Can you believe that a neighbor had to call 911 on you for your dog?
I don't think it's the first time, believe it or not. People have walked by the house and they are staring inside the house like thinking I'm murdering a child or something like that.
Amber says she can't even get her nails done in peace.
No. Walter?
I like to say he's complaining and yelling at me.
Walter may be a boy, but he's definitely the scream queen.
According to the American Kennel Club, French bulldogs are typically rather quiet dogs who rarely make a sound. Tell that to Walter.
Next.
Graduation gift disaster.
I am going to jump out of a plane.
His mother gave him a skydiving lesson for his high school graduation. She was there the whole time.
The skydiving school has reportedly been linked to 28 deaths.
Inside Edition investigates. And Halle Berry goes to Washington.
I'm in menopause!
Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Every year, daredevils skydive out of planes an estimated 3 million times, and accidents are rare. But on this young man's very first jump, the chute failed to open, and he and the tandem diver both died. Lise Guerrero has haunting video of the moments leading up to the deadly plunge.
My name is Tyler Turner. I am going to jump out of a plane.
It's haunting video of a teenager's final hours. 18-year-old Tyler Turner is about to jump out of a plane. And his mother is there to watch.
We're gonna make it.
The parachute jump was a high school graduation gift from his mom. Shortly after making the video recording, Tyler boarded the plane, and then he made the great leap. It was a tandem jump. He's attached to his instructor. What happened next was a terrible tragedy. The parachute failed to open. Both men plummeted to their deaths. The day of his death, when Tyler's mom saw people still skydiving, she says she approached the founder of the parachute center.
I asked, how is everything still happening as normal? Why is everything still up in operation? My son just died. He goes, well, you don't stop the freeway when there's an accident.
What Francine Turner didn't know at the time was that the parachute center in Lodi, California, may be the deadliest skydiving center in America.
Saturday's death is the 22nd fatality at the Skydive Lodi Parachute Center since 1981.
The skydiving school has reportedly been linked to 28 deaths, leaving many to wonder why the parachute center is still allowed to send people plummeting out of airplanes.
This 80-year-old grandmother was fulfilling her bucket list when she actually slipped out of her tandem harness in 2012. Somehow, she was able to hang on and survive the jump. But this skydiver lost her life after strong winds sent her crashing into this semi-truck. I sat down with 81-year-old Bill Doss, the skydiving school's founder.
Whose fault is it that Tyler Turner died?
I don't think it was anybody's fault.
It's an accident.
Do you feel guilt or remorse about it?
No, unfortunately, I don't. Well, I feel for it, but I realize that it's just part of life, part of moving on, part of the sport, if you will.
Tyler's mom says her son screened a training video that was already in progress. That, she says, was the extent of his parachute training.
They were not properly trained. Skipping the training part is what took my son's life, and they're responsible for that.
Tyler's mother was awarded a $40 million judgment in 2021 against the Parachute Center and its founder. She's yet to see a dime. By the way, the tandem instructor who died was not licensed. Still to come, Halle Berry goes to Washington.
And that's why I'm having this issue.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Halle Berry puts her impressive pipes to use. Halle Berry is embracing her age.
I'm in menopause! Okay, and that's why I'm having this issue.
The Oscar winner, who is 57, went to Capitol Hill pushing for more funding for menopause research and education. She was surrounded by supportive female U.S. senators from both parties.
We have to talk about this very normal part of our life that happens. Our doctors can't even say the word to us, let alone walk us through the journey.
And get ready to see some familiar faces on CBS this fall. The network celebrated its new lineup on the Paramount Studios backlot. Oscar winner Kathy Bates stars as Matlock in a reimagined version of the classic legal drama.
I weaseled my way into the firm, much to her chagrin.
CBS's long-running drama NCIS is in its 21st season and is still going strong.
The history of this show is, you know, it's exclusive to maybe four or five other shows in television history.
And it's a family affair for Damon Wayans and his son, Damon Wayans Jr., for their new comedy, Papa's House.
I like television. I've always been a fan of it. And to be able to do this show with my father is great.
And in front of a live audience.
When we come back, definitely too young to drive. Finally today, all it takes is leaving them alone for a second.
This dad and his daughters just got back from a golf cart ride. He hops out to open the garage and... Oh no, there they go. They're okay, but... Maybe take the keys next time, Dad.
Oh, now it's time to fix the garage. And we'll see you right back here next time.
If you like Inside Edition, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.